It's music time in Africa. Good evening, friends. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Voice of America's Africa Service bringing you Music Time in Africa. Happy to be with you again, and hope you'll just sit back and enjoy the music. That was a new release from Ndedi Dibango. He sang Akoto Ninga, yeah, yeah. Good music, and that's exactly what we have for you on Music Time in Africa.
VOA, the Voice of America.
VOA's Africa Service bringing you the wonderful sounds of African music, selected and prepared for you by my colleague, your music man, Leo Sarkisian. We're here in our studios on Independence Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C., USA, and it's our pleasure bringing you all this good music. Right now, it's music in the romantic mood by one of Tanzania's famous Taarab bands, the Lucky Stars, all the way from Tanga. Leoni siku tukufu siku yaku heshimiwa. Leo, that's such beautiful Taarab music from Tanzania by the Lucky Star Musical Group. It's from your own personal collection. And Leo's here in our studio with us to tell us about the recordings of traditional music we have for you this evening. Hello, Leo.
Thank you, Rita. And thank you, friends, for joining us for today's Music Time in Africa program. The recordings I have here are from the Republic of Niger in West Africa. But before the music, I'd like to mention a few important facts for those who may not be familiar with the country. Niger is the 10th largest country in Africa, and it takes its name from the Niger River, which flows throughout the southwest part of its territory. An interesting note is that the name Niger derives from the Tamashek language of the Tuareg people. The word is from a phrase meaning river among rivers. Geographically, the country is described as being landlocked. That is, it has no access to the sea. Niger is bounded by Algeria on the northwest, by Libya on the northeast, by Chad on the east, and by Nigeria and Benin on the south, and on the west by Upper Volta and Mali. Niamey is the capital city and lies on the banks of the Niger River. The largest linguistic group is formed by the Hausa. About 85% of the country's inhabitants understand Hausa. Songhai is the second most important language and is divided into various dialects, such as Jarma and Dendi. As I mentioned earlier, Tamashek is the language of the Tuareg who live in the Great Sahara Desert and in the foothills of the mysterious Ayer Mountains in the northwestern part of the country. Niger forms part of the vast Sahelian cultural region of West Africa and lays claim to a share in the proud historic heritage of the West African Sudan region. Although the influence of Islam is predominant, pre-Islamic cultural traditions are also very strong and in evidence everywhere. Among the non-migrating peoples of Niger, the chief music makers are the griots. But there are also regional cultural troupes of dancers and musicians who perform regularly in cultural competitions and during festive occasions. All right, now here's the music. This first recording is a song in the Jarma language. The singer is accompanied by a bamboo flute called bulu and a small lute called kondigi. This next recording of music from the Republic of Niger comes from Taoua, the country's third largest city. You'll hear a large group of Hausa girls sing to the sounds of a bulu flute, drums, and hand clapping.
Yeah.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa on VOA's Africa Service. I'm Rita Rochelle, and with me is your VOA music man, Leo, telling us something about the country of Niger, its people, and about their music. We've played examples of folk songs of the Jarma and the Hausa. And now, here's Leo with more music.
Thank you again, Rita. Next, we'll listen to music of the Tuareg, who live in the desert regions of the northwest part of the country. Little is known of the origin and history of the Tuareg tribes. There are no professional Tuareg musicians in the proper sense of the word. A few blacksmiths or servants occasionally turn their talent for singing to some profit, but this is the exception rather than the rule. Among the Tuareg, music is performed by both men and women, but they specialize in quite different types. Although there are songs performed by male singers without accompaniment, it frequently happens that the singer is accompanied by a woman playing a one-string fiddle called the inzad. The instrument is a half shell of a gourd covered with a piece of goatskin and has a single string made of horsehair and played with a small bow. This is what the inzad sounds like. There is a large number of purely instrumental tunes played on the inzad, and in most cases, they are adaptations of well-known vocal songs. This final example of music from Niger is an instrumental adaptation of a popular Tuareg love song. Here, the tune is played on a guitar by Boubacar Moussa. Thank you.
Well, thank you again, Leo. It was nice having you with us. And coming up next, friends, another tune by the ABC Band of Monrovia, right after this.
Join us every day on VOA.
VOA's Africa Service on the air 7 days a week, bringing you the latest news from around the world and from Africa, keeping you informed about the latest political and economic developments, world sports, science, and the arts, all for you on the VOA every day, and all free by just keeping your radio tuned to the Voice of America. The printed schedule showing the times and frequencies for all of our programs beamed to Africa is available by writing to me, Rita Rochelle. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. And start 1984 off right, of course, with your Music Time in Africa calendar. We'll be happy to send it to you with that program schedule. Again, the address for writing is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. Our postal code is 20547 USA. From Monrovia, Liberia, West Africa, the ABC Band.
Thank you.
That was a special number for Davidetta Brown, Max Willie, Octavius Paw, Patrick Manjo, John Sumo, and Tamba Yafondo, all broadcasters with the ELBS in Monrovia. They spent several months with us here at the VOA back in 1983, and we miss them, and we wish them the best for 1984. And here's another Music Man special to wind up our program this evening, from the album titled Songs of My People from Luanda, Angola.
Kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie mwangola, kilumba yamie, oh kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie mwangola, kilumba yamie. Ipanzo muwatu yamie, ipanzo muwatu ye, tutale kale nungoweche, oh. Ipanzo muwatu yamie, ipanzo muwatu ye, tutale kale nungoweche, oh. Kilumba yamie. Kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie mwangola, kilumba yamie, oh kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie mwangola, kilumba yamie, useke kilumba yamie, yoko kilumba yamie, malundu kilumba yamie mwangola, kilumba yamie, oh kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie mwangola, kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie, oh kilumba yamie. Kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie, mwangola, kilumba yamie. Kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie. Angola, kilumba yamie, ipanzo muwatu yamie, ipanzo muwatu ye, tutale kale nungowese, oh. Ipanzo muwatu yamie, ipanzo muwatu ye, mwatu se mwangola ye mwenye, chila chila we mwenye, oh. Kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie mwangola, kilumba yamie, oh. Kilumba yamie, kilumba yamie.
We hope you enjoyed our Sunday evening edition of Music Time in Africa. You're always invited to be with us each Sunday for music by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. Next Sunday at this time, we'll have another full half hour of popular and traditional African music for you. And make sure you have your family and friends join you. Another reminder, I'll be back this evening at 22 hours 30 GMT with our late evening edition of Music Time in Africa, with sounds by some of Africa's top dance bands. Right now, there's a report of the latest world news following immediately, so please stay tuned. This is Rita Rochelle with love to all of you.